Judges chapter 16. And our text for this morning is at verse 18. As we continue this series, the wicked and wonderful women that we meet with in the Word. Well, here is one of those wicked women. Verse 18 we read, "And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, 'Come up this once, for he has showed me all his heart.'" And now mark these words. "Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand." Devil woman would be a description that would aptly fit this particular individual known as Delilah. Devil woman is a title which might be given to any number of women. Take, for example, Jezebel. The wife of Ahab had all the characteristics of a devil woman. A lover of Baal, a hater of Jehovah, and a slayer of God's prophets. And then Jezebel had a daughter, just as evil as she was. 2 Kings 11 verse 1 we read, "Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead. She arose and destroyed all the seed royal. The blood of a murderess flowed just as freely in the veins of Athaliah as it did in her mother Jezebel." Devil woman mother, devil woman daughter. Jezebel, yes. Athaliah, yes. But there is another whose name should not be omitted from this rogue's gallery. A woman who was spiteful, revengeful. A woman who called for the murder of John the Baptist. Herodias's immoral behavior had been rebuked by the godly John the Baptist. For this, and from that point on, Herodias, we're told, had a quarrel against him. A quarrel against him. The word quarrel there means an inward grudge. An inward grudge. A grudge that she carried in her heart against John the Baptist. We have often said that there is no telling where grudges, an inward hatred, what it can lead to. Well, it led to the murder of John the Baptist. She must have revenge. And revenge was the head of John the Baptist. Just another devil woman with a heart inspired by hell itself. But near the top of this league of devil women must come Delilah. Delilah, a woman from the valley of Zorak. Delilah stands out as one of the lowest, meanest woman of the Bible. If you like, a female Judas of the Old Testament. Samson fell victim to the lecherous charms of this devil woman, who eventually betrayed him. betrayed him for a handful of money. So let us then this morning, continuing in this series, consider this woman and this act of betrayal by this woman, Delilah, this devil woman. I want us to consider, first of all, Delilah, the woman. Taking a close look at the woman herself. Regarding her parentage and background, we are told nothing. But we can discover a few things about this woman herself. We discover, first of all, that she was a deceptive woman. We see that from the very beginning. She was a deceptive woman. Delilah. Delilah is a sweet-sounding name, which any vain woman would covet. Delilah means delicate or dainty. Delicate or dainty. Delilah was neither delicate nor dainty. In her actions, in her attitude, and in her ability. This woman flattered to deceive, and she deceived Samson. Perhaps taken in by her charms, her dainty appearance, Samson fell in love with her. We're told that in verse 4. And it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. He'd fallen in love with a viper, with the poison of asps under her tongue. Indeed, Delilah is aptly described for us in the book of Proverbs. Turn to Proverbs chapter 5. And in Proverbs 5, we read in verse 3, it's as if Solomon is describing Delilah and all such women. Proverbs 5 and 3, for the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold on hell. That would be an apt description of this woman. Through her deceptive ways, this delicate, dainty individual succeeded in conquering the man who was known as the strongest man who ever lived. My, how isn't this just like sin itself? Sin looks so harmless, so delicate, so dainty. And yet the man who falls in love with sin will be brought down, will be conquered, will be slain by that sin. So we cannot afford to allow sin, no matter what form it or guise it comes in, to defeat us, as the devil woman defeated Samson. She was a deceptive woman. She appeared delicate. She appeared dainty. But she was the woman who betrayed Samson. She was the woman who put the knife, as it were, in the back of Samson. She was the woman who sold him into the hands of the Philistines for nothing more than a handful of silver. Devil woman, indeed. She was deceptive. She was also a destructive woman. We may read of Samson loving Delilah, but Delilah never at any time expressed her love for him. She had a heart that seemed to be void of love, and certainly did not love this son of Manoah. From the day she first met him, this woman had nothing but the destruction of Samson on her heart. Look at verse 5. And there in verse 5 of Judges 16, and the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice him, and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him. And we will give thee, every one of us, 1,100 pieces of silver. And Delilah, as you can see from the very next verse, wasted no time in seeking the downfall and destruction of Israel's deliverer. For we read in the verse 6, and Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. Do you notice the words there in that verse 6? Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. And so she tells him that if she knew the secret of his strength, that her intention would be to afflict him, or to have him afflicted. And so she told him what her intentions were. That he was going to be afflicted if the secret of his strength could be learned. And the day Samson met Delilah, Samson took fire into his bosom. Turn, please, to Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs 6. And there we read in verse 23. Proverbs 6 and 23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. So Solomon is saying, if you follow God's ways, the commandment is a lamp. Commandment of God's word will show you the way, the right way. And the law is light. And reproofs of instruction are the way of life. And there are times, believer, when we need to be reproved to keep us from going into the ways of darkness. Because the commandment is a lamp and the law is a light. And if we neglect the commandments and the laws of God, then the Lord will need to reprove us and correct us. But look at the next verse. What will the law and the commandments of the Lord keep us from? Verse 24. To keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman, Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. For by means of a whorish woman a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. My, what a description this is of Delilah. The adulteress shall hunt. And here Delilah was on the hunt for Samson. Verse 27, can a man take fire into his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? Can a man take a fire into his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Unfortunately, Samson, the day he took Delilah into his bosom, he took fire into his bosom. And my, how he was burned. Is it any wonder that we describe this woman as a devil woman, for her ways were inspired of hell? She was influenced, instructed, inspired by the same spirit that led Judas into his act of betrayal. For Luke 22, verse 3, we read, then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, who then, we are told, went his way to betray Christ. Satan already ruled in the life, in the heart of Delilah, for her heart was his throne. Delilah's heart was a throne for the devil, was a throne for Satan. And believer, this all teaches us that we cannot trifle with sin. For the devil seeks our destruction. The devil seeks to pull us down. And we see how he used this woman, Delilah, to pull down Samson. We notice also, she was not only a deceptive woman, a destructive woman, but a dutiful woman. No, she wasn't dutiful to Samson. Not by any shape or form. She was dutiful to her own people. We read again in verse 5. And the lords of the Philistines came unto her and said unto her, entice him and see wherein his great strength lieth, by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and we will give thee every one of us 1,100 pieces of silver. Oh, she was dutiful to the Philistines. She had no love whatsoever for Samson. Because what they asked her to do, she endeavored to accomplish. And did not rest until she did accomplish what the Philistines asked her to do. No such loyalty was to be found in Delilah, except to those who were Samson's enemies. And what a despicable, heartless individual this woman was. The Philistines came to Delilah and said, entice him. and see wherein his great strength lieth. I thought of that word entice. You can almost hear the hiss of the serpent. Entice him. The hiss of the serpent is there. The word means to open the heart. Isn't that interesting? Entice him. Get him to open his heart to you. And what do we read in verse 18? When Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart. Mission accomplished. The Philistines knew, Delilah knew, if she could get into the heart of Samson, then she had conquered Samson. Entice him. Seek to open his heart. And you'll see where the focus was for Delilah. Look at verse 15. And she said unto him, how canst thou say, I love thee, when thine heart is not with me? You go down to verse 17. And he told her all his heart. You come to verse 18. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up at once, for he has showed me all his heart. She had conquered the heart of Samson. And when she conquered the heart of Samson, she had conquered Samson. Solomon, again in Proverbs, chapter 1 and verse 10, he says, My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Oh, if only Samson had known and followed the words of James, who said, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. But for Samson it was too late. He held a devil woman in his arms, who was loyal to no one but her own, to the Philistines. Want us to see next Delilah the wicked. With Delilah the woman, now Delilah the wicked woman. For Delilah, womanly honor and love never met in her life. For behind her beautiful face was a heart as dark as hell and full of viperous treachery. Deluding Samson into thinking she loved him, Delilah sold him to blindness, to bondage, and to death. Her wickedness is seen, first of all, in the plot. Verse 5, we're familiar with the verse. We've already read it over a number of times. What was the plot? Entice him. And see wherein his great strength lieth. And by what means we may prevail against him, because they couldn't do it before. that we may bind him to afflict him. And we will give thee, every one of us, 1,100 pieces of silver. That was the plot. He who was Israel's champion and deliverer had a strength and a power that Israel's enemies could not contend with. So Delilah was to seek out and to discover wherein his great strength lay. What was the secret? Where did his power come from? Because while he maintained this power and this strength, Philistines could do nothing with him. But if they could remove that strength, if they could diminish that power, they would have him conquered. We all know, of course, that Samson's power came from God. There was nothing in Samson himself, but Samson received his power from the Lord. And while he had God's power running through his veins, no Philistine could touch him. But when he lost the power, and he wist not that the Lord had departed from him, he was easy prey for the Philistines, because he was like any other man. There's a great lesson there. There's a great lesson there. We need the power of God. And while we have the power of God and know the power of God, we'll be able to take on the Philistines. And the Lord will give us a victory over the Philistines and the power to conquer the Philistines that we meet with in this life. But once we lose the power, will be easy prey. How often have we emphasized the need for God's people to be filled with the power of God, to know the power of God, to have the power of God. Listen again to the words of Paul. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Think of that whole verse. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. In other words, we can accomplish great things according to the power that worketh in us. But if we lose power, then we'll accomplish nothing. We need the power of God. According to the power that worketh in us. And that's not our power. What are we? At our very best, we're but weak vessels. The power that works in us is the power of God, the power of Jehovah. But when sin enters into our lives and comes into our heart, we lose the power. We lose the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit cannot live alongside sin. And sin will steal our power. And here's Samson. And he's lost his power. While he had the power of God, He could take on any Philistine. He could take on a host of Philistines and still be a conqueror. But when he lost the power, he became like any other man. Notice not only the plot, but the payment. Again, in that verse 5, Philistine says, "We will give thee every one of us 1,100 pieces of silver." That was quite a bounty. And here again we see the truth of the apostle's words to Timothy. The love of money is the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. The love of money is associated with evil. We know the evil generated in the heart of Judas because of his love of money. You know the evil that was generated there. We know the evil actions of the Roman soldiers. They were given money to lie about the resurrection of Christ, Matthew 28. They were given money to lie, given money to deceive. Man will do anything for money. Indeed, those soldiers were given large money. Do anything for money. And now another evil is to be committed by this devil woman because of her love of money. This Philistine courtesan was a woman of unholy persistence and devilish deceit. Here was a woman who had a personal charm, mental ability, self-command and nerve, but who used all her evil qualities for one purpose: to get her hands on the money. All those Philistines, however many there were going to give her 1,100 pieces of silver each. That was too much to give up. And this woman made sure that she collected her bounty. This wicked individual. Look at verse 18. "And when Delilah saw that he had told her all her heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, 'Come up this once, for he has showed me all his heart.' Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand." All she wanted. She was prepared to deceive. She was prepared to destroy. She was prepared to see Samson, a man who told her he loved her. She was prepared to have this man blinded and beaten and chained, all because of her love of money. Betrayed by a devil woman. Look also at her persistence. This woman had been promised a large bounty, large sum of money, and she was going to do all in her evil power to collect. Four times she pestered Samson for him to open up her heart or his heart and tell her where the secret of his great strength lay. 3 times he fooled her, but the 4th time he told her all his heart. Verse 17. He gave away the secret. But the point is, she persisted. She persisted. Until she vexed him. Until he was tired listening to her. Then he opened his heart to her. Told her everything. Just like the devil. She's rightly named a devil woman. Because that's the devil's ploy. That's the devil's way. He tempts us once, and we get the victory. Does that mean he leaves us alone and never tempts us again? Not at all. He'll tempt us again and again and again. Until we surrender. Again, that's why we need the power of God in our lives. The Lord Jesus, of course. You all about the persistent ways of the devil. There in the wilderness, tempted 40 days and 40 nights. I know only 3 temptations are mentioned in Matthew 4. But I have no doubt that Satan tempted the Lord the whole 40 days and 40 nights. And when the Lord Jesus conquered Satan, what does it say? It says he left him for a season. Only for a season. He would be back again and again and again and again. See, he doesn't change his tactics. He's a persistent individual. Because his intention is to bring God's people down. Think of it. Of the number of God's people. God's servants. Who have been brought down. By the persistent temptations of the devil. You think of that scandal quite a number of years ago now. Jimmy Swaggart. Jimmy Swaggart had a TV station or program, sold thousands of, then it was records, CDs and so forth. And Jimmy Swaggart fell into sin. Deep sin. Ruined his ministry. Ruined his testimony. Ruined his life. That's what the devil is after for every one of us. To pull us down. That's what he was about here. When he inspired this woman to find out where the secret of his great strength lay. That leads us finally to Delilah and her wages. This woman persisted until Samson gave up the secret. We see that in verses 17 to 19. Then in verse 21, the Philistines took him, put out his eyes, brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass. And he did grind in the prison house. And while the Philistines took Samson, and did what they did to him. You can just see Delilah sitting there in a corner somewhere counting her money. Counting her money, not caring one thing about the man she had betrayed. Samson said he loved her. Still she betrayed him. Samson took into his arms this woman. Still she betrayed him. Samson told her all his heart. She betrayed him. Samson's love was blind. And in the end it cost him his sight. The betrayal of a devil woman. But then we notice her banishment. For you see, after she told the Philistines the secret of his great strength, Delilah is never mentioned again. She had received her wages from the Philistines. But there were other wages that she was about to receive. And these wages would be given to her by the hand of God. For the wages of sin is death. And I have no doubt that's what happened to Delilah. The night that Samson's hair grew again and his strength returned and he stood between the two giant pillars. And the place was crowded, packed with Philistines. And I have no doubt that this devil woman was there. She was there amongst her own crowd. And when the pillars crumbled and the building fell, Delilah had received her wages from God. She's banished. No mother would call her daughter Delilah. No parents would have a Delilah in their home. This name is so tarnished forever. It'll never be used again. Poor Samson. Strong physically. Very, very weak morally. And it cost him. He was betrayed by a devil woman. Let's bow our heads together in prayer. O loving and gracious God, how we would rather, Lord, look at the life of a Mary or a Joanna or an Anna. But, O Lord, the life of Delilah is written in thy book. And, Lord, we must look at the lives of such individuals, for they're written there for our learning. And, O Lord, while we may not fall as Samson fell, Lord, the warnings are there. O gracious God, as we read there in Proverbs, thy commandments are a lamp, and thy law is a light. O Lord, have us to walk in the ways that thy word show us. For we turn to the right or to the left, we shall fall. we shall fall. Lord, we must walk in the paths of righteousness for thy name's sake. Help us to do so. And, O loving God, I pray that thou would write this word upon our hearts. Dear Lord, when we are tempted, have us to remember Samson and Delilah.